Matt, talking to the microphone.
Talking into the microphone.
Welcome to the podcast.
Come have a blast, step on the gas, smack a giraffe is the podcast. Come talk fast, pass some gas, make it last. It's the podcast, podcast, hey man, it's badass.
Hello and welcome to the PackCast. It is Monday, February 7th, 2011. I'm Patrick, the host of the PackCast. And as always, I'm broadcasting from the Goulash Studios in New York City. But we've got three guests today. Broadcasting from the Poontoon Studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee, we've got PackCast Hall of Famer Matt Davis. Say hello, Matt.
Hello.
And we've also got Tyler Mullen. Say hello, Tyler. Tyler's sick, as you can tell. And we've also got Ryan Widener. Say hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Ryan, you know, it's been a very long time since you've appeared on the PackCast, and I must say, it's really good to see you.
Is it really good to see me or hear me?
Well, hear you, obviously. And some of our listeners may or may not know that the Poontoon Studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee is located on a boat, and you guys told me before the show tonight that you guys have docked the boat at Ryan Island.
That is... It's a beautiful place here.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And how is the weather at Ryan Island this time of year?
Well, 365 days a year, it is about 85 degrees.
Ooh, 85 degrees. That's much nicer than it is
sunny,
here.
Sunny all the time and nude women everywhere.
Wow, that's like a vacation spot. I hope you guys have some good travel packages. Now, Ryan, like I said before, it has been a few years since you have appeared on the PackCast, and... I know you've been busy with things in your personal life, but, you know, that whole sex tape scandal thing happened. That was pretty crazy.
Do not recall what you were talking about.
Yeah, I understand if you just don't want to live in the past. That's totally, totally understandable.
No, no. It's all about the present.
Sex tape.
Thanks for that, Matt. You know, I told our audience of three or four people that listen to this regularly that today on our show we would announce the first celebrity guest that would appear on the 50th episode of the PackCast, which will be on February 18th. And it's a big show. We're really going to hype it up big. Lots of surprises that won't be surprises anymore, obviously, after today. But there will still be some more surprises, I hope. Because, you know, that's a good element of the show. Adding a surprise gives people some good reasons to turn in. But I did say that I would make this announcement today, and I'm going to do that right now. It is a great honor and a great pleasure to announce to you that on February 18th, on our 50th show, to kick off the show, we will have the eccentric Phil Thomas Cat on the PackCast. That's right. Slow clap. Bring it in. No, it's a great, great honor to have him, and I don't know why he agreed to do it when we only offered him stale Fritos. It was actually Brooks that offered him stale Fritos. But he did agree, and if some of you out there aren't familiar with Phil Thomas Cat, and you're thinking maybe to yourself right now, who is Phil Thomas Cat, go to Google, or, more importantly probably, it'll be better beneficial to you to go to YouTube.com and type in that name. You're going to find some good stuff. You're going to find some rare gems in YouTube. There's some good stuff in here. Phil Thomas Cat, he is a singer, songwriter, runs the show The Uncharted Zone down in Pensacola, Florida. He's a, you know, little local celebrity down there. May not be a celebrity around the world, but in due time, you know, we're going to help make that happen. Maybe a little more famous than him is Mark Gormley. He became kind of a YouTube sensation. You can Google that name, too, Mark Gormley. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm so excited to have him. This really is a historic moment on the PackCast. Oh, and I'm getting a fax. Nope, it's not a fax. I'm getting a page right now. I'm getting a page. This is some late breaking news right here. We are going to have another special guest on our 50th episode. That's right. Returning to the PatCast is professional wrestler Sean Timpers. That's right. Woo! Sean Timpers is returning to the PatCast. His last appearance was during PatMania, which was one of the greatest spectacles in PatCast history. He's a good friend of the show. We're really happy to have him back, and it's going to be great. Sean currently wrestles for NWA Anarchy and NWA Chattanooga, but, you know, his biggest claim to fame, I believe, was there was a night when WWE Monday Night Raw was broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, and he was hired, a bunch of the guys from NWA Anarchy were hired as security guards for a DX segment. He got some sweet chin music from Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid.
That's awesome.
It was pretty great.
It is actually really great.
Yeah, it is. And I think I've got that recorded on a VHS tape somewhere. I had, you know, this was 5 years. This was like 2006, I believe. But it's a good VHS copy. Played it in slow-mo.
Oh, I used my VCR the other day. Hooked it up to the flat screen.
That's the way to do it.
Had to break out the...
Wait. Video. Let me guess. You had to break out the Princess Diaries.
No. No, that's in my secret stash.
I don't want to know what else is there.
I don't want to talk about it.
Do the ladies get to see this secret stash?
No ladies present for that viewing. That's only me, myself, and I do love me some Anne Hathaway.
Who doesn't?
I'll tell you who doesn't. Tyler doesn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was trying to say, who doesn't like Anne Hathaway?
I like her.
Yeah, we had this discussion a few weeks ago on the podcast about how Tyler was a little upset with her being cast as Catwoman. But, you know... We've already talked about it. We don't want to bring it back up. And if we do bring it back up, let's wait for Joey the Watson, because he's the biggest Batman fan that there is. And maybe we can get him on the 50th episode. Who knows? You know, just one of you guys. I've tried to reach out to him. Maybe one of you guys can get a hold of him.
I'll talk to him.
I sure hope so.
Maybe his goal was just to get into the Hall of Fame. And then after that, he was just done.
Yeah, maybe so. That could be it. I guess we can talk about The Dark Knight Rises without him. So I read this the other day, that Joseph Gordon-Levitt is possibly going to appear in The Dark Knight Rises.
Wait, what?
What is he in talks to do? Like, I mean...
You know, I don't know. I don't think anybody's really sure exactly. Nothing's really been confirmed. It's just, I think it's a possibility thing right now, and it's all kind of up in the air.
You gonna be Robin?
I don't think so, actually. I think that, Christopher Nolan did say that, you know, in his Batman series, he wasn't going to have the character Robin.
Well, this is just shaping up to be the worst Batman movie of Nolan's.
Can't be worse than any Batman Forever.
Or Batman and Robin.
It's true.
The only thing I can say about it is, I mean, whether you're worried about the, you know, the characters that are going to be, that are starring in this movie, I mean, you still have hope that, you know, Christopher Nolan has been doing it justice. With the past two, so, I mean, that's got to give it some, you know, good ground.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he knows what he's doing, and I look forward to it. You know, who knows? You know, the rule of thirds in trilogies is, as Tyler said before, usually the third one always sucks.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe I read a couple of weeks ago that The Matrix, there was some talk of The Matrix. For some reason, when I think of trilogies, I think of The Matrix. So Keanu Reeves apparently did this interview a couple of weeks ago. Someone reported that he confirmed that two more Matrix movies were in the works. And it started these rumors. It was kind of crazy there for a minute.
And then it did turn out to be false?
Yeah, absolutely. It turned out to be false.
I bet Keanu did say that while he was being interviewed in the park feeding pigeons in those nasty boots.
Yeah, it's those boots that made me figure out I actually ran into him twice, and that's...
I'm still waiting for Point Break 2 to come out.
Well, you know, I heard they're going to be doing a Bill and Ted 3, or at least the script was in the works.
No way.
Yes way.
Oh, my lord.
Yeah, that's another trilogy they could, be good or bad, who knows. But I would like to see Keanu return to comedy. I feel like it's been a while. It's all these dramas and serious roles. I'd like to see a return to comedy for Keanu. Oh,
comedy?
Wow. Comedy, yes.
Yeah, he did that kind of like romantic... Well, I don't think it's specifically a romantic like comedy, but it's just like... I guess it was like a drama. He did that. What was it? Like the Lake House or something? Mm-hmm. In that
yeah, that sounds right.
Ryan is probably going to be dipping out. He's got he's got some swimming to do. Ryan, do you want to make the request? Our first request before you dip out?
Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Wow. Man, I was doing the line dance for that song.
Speaking of more than once, I know that that's not the first time you have done that.
No. probably won't be the last either. But I'm definitely glad we mixed it up and we actually played some country for any of those country
fans. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there. Definitely. That definitely is the first country song that we've played on the show.
Better be the last.
Better be the last.
Maybe.
Okay, so since everybody hates country, I mean, Tyler, you couldn't think of one country song you kind of like?
Probably. I'd have to dig it up in iTunes.
I mean, Patrick, I'm sure you have a few. I know you've got a few that you can.
Oh, yeah, I've got a few in the bag that I call my own that are my country jams, that are my tunes.
That is my tune.
Yes, it is. But no, country music's on a whole nother planet, you know? I mean, I grew up in Tennessee, you know? Country music is very popular there. I worked at a country station for a year and a half. But it's one of those genres. I mean, I can only take it in small doses. I can handle it, but it's not something I listen to for pleasure.
I feel like that should be something I do like every week. Like I request a song from a different genre.
Oh yeah, random. Randomness is key.
A themed episode.
Like, yeah, of course.
Anything.
And speaking of themed episodes, this might be a good time to announce that on February 14th, which just happens to be Valentine's Day, and a Monday, which is the day that we do the podcast. That day is going to be a special Valentine's episode, and I think that we should play nothing but songs about love. So that would make them love songs, or maybe songs, you know, that hate love. I don't know, just some of that baby making music, you know, stuff like that.
Should play Cars Can Be Blue.
We could. That'd be interesting. But yeah, a variety of love songs. You know, and there's even a nice little love song, if that's what you want to call it, by Phil Thomas Catt, a celebrity I mentioned earlier that's going to appear on our 50th episode. There's a song called Share Your Woman With Me, which he co-wrote with his buddy Davik Blade.
How does he spell Davik?
Well, Matt, it's Dave and then Ick. And you know, this might be a song that Tyler might want to dedicate to Taylor Wafnots Newman based on their situation.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Tyler, think about that, and it's time to go ahead right now and get into 813's Request of the Week. For those of you that don't understand what that is, what is 813? 813 is a user on Twitter who has been sending us some requests. He's one of the only ones doing it. You can send us a request on Twitter. We are twitter.com/thepatcast. If there's something you'd like to hear, just let us know on there. And this week, 813 has requested some Johnny Cash, A Boy Named Sue. Which is another country song.
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know.
Wow.
Pure coincidence.
I like this because it, you know, we have one person that tunes in to listen to it every week. He's like, what do they play off of my list now?
The 813 Request of the Week.
That was Johnny Cash, A Boy Named Sue.
Johnny Cash.
On the Cash Cast.
Cash Cast. I'm still waiting for you to be on Cash Cab.
Yeah, me too. I'm still waiting. You know, it's kind of hard to look for his cab around the city when there are so many cabs. But hey, I'm trying.
Yeah.
And speaking of Cash Cab, there was some story. What was it? Oh, yes. Dr. Kenny Sheltonov was telling me about you guys were over at one of your friend's house, and I believe, Matt, you were on the phone with me, and you shouted from the room you were in, Patrick's on the cash cab, or Patrick was on the cash cab, and that wasn't true.
I
didn't ask you about that.
I could have sworn me and you talked about it, and we were like, we were going to play a joke with him, or maybe,
I don't know.
Or maybe we didn't.
Yeah.
No, I could have swore Brandon was over there. He was just like, has Patrick been on cash cab yet? And I was just like, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, and they all just thought I was telling the truth, which I don't understand.
Well, gullible people.
I know.
Well, I'm just hoping, you know, maybe one of these days I'll get really lucky, you know, call a cab, and Ben Bailey will pull up.
Just make sure if you ever do make it on there, just try to make it as far as you can, because you know he boots you out of the cab.
Oh, I know. I'll have Dr. Kenny on speed dial. You know, he's a trivia buff, and he knows his stuff.
I know. You need to have, like, an emergency text set up.
Yeah.
Where you can send it like quick and it says, I'm on cash cab.
That would be handy.
Answer your phone.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get that text, I will make sure I'm available for like the next 5 to 10 minutes, however long I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. The last cab ride I took actually was this past Friday night. I took a cab home from Terminal 5, a music venue, because I saw Chromeo in concert.
Oh, yeah.
And that was quite a show. That was some funky, funky stuff. Some sweet jams were played.
Sweet jams.
No Hall & Oates cameos, though. I believe Bill Paxton was there in the audience, standing around. I think he was half confused. I think he thought he was in the middle of a twister.
Bill Paxton.
But it was a good show, and I'm still kind of on a high off of it, and I want to play some Chromeo right now. I'd like to play Hot Mess off of their album Business Casual, their most recent album. It's a good album. Pick it up.
You're a Hot Mess.
Petcast comes back. More after this next thing.
Hello, all. Matt Davis here, and I'm back and better than ever. But enough about me. Let's talk about you and what you need to get back to that good-smelling and good-feeling self. Four words. Matt Davis Body Scrub. But hold that dial. If you have been falsely persuaded into any phony or imitation creams out there on the market that claim to do something they can't for your complexion on any part of your body at either end, come back to that trusted and loved brand by all and start living and loving again. And remember, my product is Matt tested and Matt approved. I am Matt Davis and I approve this message.
You're listening to the heedless rambling of Patrick and his friends, better known as the Patcast crew cast.
And we're back. During that commercial break, you heard a commercial for Matt Davis Body Scrub, and in recent weeks, had my friend Brooks Lockwood on the show, and Brooks Lockwood has started a little bit of controversy by calling out Matt Davis a little bit on our show, and even calling him out in his own advertisement, because see, Brooks Lockwood has his own product, the Brooks T. Lockwood Ass Cream and Face Cream too. Matt, I know that you've heard what Brooks has had to say, and you've heard his commercial. I'd like to hear your thoughts on the subject.
You know, I was a little let down because I thought me and Brooks were friends. I thought it was a healthy market where we could, you know, just both coexist. But Brooks had to take it in another direction.
He did, and this is not like Matt Nassar, who has appeared on our show many times, Patcast Hall of Famer, created the Nassar Dynasty's glove for the feet. You know, you two had a little bit of a feud, but it wasn't quite like this. Matt Nassar wasn't calling you out, you weren't calling him out.
Like I think I've said this before, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yes, you have said that before.
But I was just a little bit disappointed in Brooks, so, you know.
Why don't you grow some balls, you ass?
Wow, he kind of has, actually. If you did hear the commercial, he did kind of do a little bit of retaliation here.
Oh, the gloves are off, man. But, you know, like Kevin, I heard Kevin endorse me.
Yeah, that's right. Kevin Morse did. So, that's right.
Kevin and Morse.
Yes.
Kevin Morse endorsed
Kevin and Morse endorsed you.
Yeah. So, you know, it's people are just going to have to sample the products and make their own decisions for themselves because, you know, people that have been with me are going to be loyal, so I've got my good clients out there.
Just like a once you go black, you never go back.
It's more like once you go Matt, you never go back.
Nice.
And where does Jay Fish Racket fit in all this? You know, Jay Fish Racket premiered a new commercial a couple of weeks ago for his driving range and winery.
Did you say driving range?
I think I did, actually.
Driving range?
Driving range, and I don't regret saying that. It sounds great, driving range. But anyway, maybe some of this will get settled at the 50th episode. You both will be there, and maybe this can get resolved. Let's jump back into some tunes. Matt, it's your pick.
Alrighty. I was liking the country atmosphere, but I'm going to go in a different direction here and just kind of keep it mixed up, you know?
Definitely. Do it.
Yeah.
In other news, recently found out that the Oregon Trail is now on Facebook.
What?
The Oregon Trail.
Tyler, are you playing it right now?
Yeah, he is.
Of course he is. Been
I just
addicted.
Lost my horse and carriage in the river.
Ooh, that's the worst.
I hate to say that it's 2011 and we still can't get past dysentery.
No, you can't. Not with that game. That game is...
People still
play it. I'll never forget, I bought I didn't buy it. My parents bought it was like our first computer, I guess. Like, I don't know, 10-odd-some years ago. I don't know, 10, 11 years ago. And I remember when we went to buy the computer, it was a Gateway computer, and there was a Gateway store, and we went there, and they had this package that came with all these games, and obviously, because I was like 10 years old, I wanted these games, and there was one that came with the Oregon Trail 3rd Edition, and it sucked. Just like thirds in movies, the rule of thirds, it sucked.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I haven't played Oregon Trail since 2nd grade.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That is a long time.
We played in 7th grade. I still have the disc.
3.5-inch floppy?
No, it's a disc.
Sadly, though, it is about that time to wrap things up here. I've picked out a song that I'd like to play here at the end of the show. It's a deep cut, that's right. And just wait, it gets better. I'm going to play a deep cut off of Tone Loc's late 80s album, Loked After Dark.
A deep cut off of that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone knows Wild Thing. Everyone knows Funky Cole Medina. That's all anyone knows from Tone Loc. He was became an actor after that. He was in Ace Ventura and a great, great movie, very underrated, Surf Ninjas. So people don't know a lot of his other work. Let's show the world the other side of Tone Loc.
Sure, go for it.
Tyler, is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm. I was too busy.
Doing what? Playing the Oregon Trail?
Oregon Trail. You guessed it.
I knew it.
On the next podcast.
Hey there, I'm Sucks Cockwood, and I have cream that you can put on your ass and face. I'm Brooks Lockwood. Buy my cream. It came straight from my ass to yours. Hey, this is Brooks Lockwood. I've got ass cream. You should buy it. I eat a lot of cheese, therefore I get constipated.
Oh, wow.
He's gonna hate me.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.